Morning, SP. Welcome to early morning prayer. It's a privilege once again to share your devotion this morning. So let's pray. Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for this morning. Thank you, God, for blessings of a new life, blessings of receiving promises being fulfilled in our life today, Lord. God, you are so faithful, you're so loving, and you're so caring. Today, Lord, we pray that lead us by your Holy Spirit, all of your truth. Make your word so alive into our life, oh God, and manifest the truth and all the promises that you've given us. Bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So read along with me and let's open our Bible in Psalm chapter 13, verses, and we're going to read from verse 1 to 6. So this is the whole chapter of Psalm chapter 13. Beginning verse 1, I read in New King James Version. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Let those who troubled me rejoice when I move. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing of the Lord because he dealt bountifully with me. Let me repeat the verse 5 and 6. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Praise and glory, the promises and the truth of his scripture of the word of God. Amen. Amen. So as we read the Psalm chapter 13, this chapter opens up with questions that it seems his prayers are not being heard and not being, it seems God is silent and quiet. That he said, how long? And he said, will you forget me forever? And he said, how long will you hide your face? It seems the face of God are not, is being seen in his prayers when he come with the Lord. And I believe many of us have the same experience and questions to God in your own situation and desperation to receive answers of your prayers. And even others are having these questions as you are listening to this devotion right now. We understood and we understand these questions of the psalmist when he write this chapter 13. Oswald Chambers, a Scottish Baptist evangelist and teacher, he's a writer of some book, and one of his well-known book is "May Utmost for His Highest." Quoted, "Has God trusted you with His silence? A silence that has great meaning. God's silence are actually His answer. Just think of those days of absolute silence in the home at Bethany. Is there anything comparable to those days in your life? Can God trust you like that, or you are still asking Him for a visible answer? While we often think God's silence means He has abandoned us or left us, that is not true. God's silence does not equal God's absence. Let me repeat that. God's silence does not equal God's absence. You know, most of us think about that. That when an answered prayer, it seems that God are not hearing our prayer. Since that, you know, God is silent about it. And the more we have so many, the more we have questions in our mind. But what we do in those moments, God is inviting us into something through His silence, just like He does through His leadings, promptings, and move in our lives. You know, sometimes that we may thought that God is not answering our prayers and hearing our prayers, God has a purpose in His silence. He is inviting us, just like He does through His leadings and promptings that moves in our lives. Philip Yancey, in his book Prayer, Does It Make Any Difference?, gives some helpful steps on how to handle the silence of God or what it seems like unanswered prayers. Let's go along with those steps. One, why the face of the silence of God in our prayers? Do you have any hidden sins that need to be confessed? Many times our distance with God is because of unconfessed sin. When we struggle to move forward in a relationship, when we struggle to hear God, to find freedom in our lives, it is because of our sin that carrying around. Bitterness we haven't let go of. People we still blame. Situation we replay in our minds. And secret we keep hidden. That makes the face of God hidden unto us. Psalm 66 verse 18 said, If I had cherished iniquities in my heart, the Lord will not have listened. And Isaiah 59 verse 2 said, But your iniquities have made separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. Unconfessed sin and hidden sin in our heart, in our life, that we still linger, that makes the face of God hidden, that makes us separate, that makes our prayer not being heard. It blocks our prayer unto God if there is unconfessed sin. Second is, what is our motives? What is your motives when you are praying? When you come to the Lord and pray, what is your motives? Many times you pray to get something. Yeah, there's always, you know, being so natural to come only when we need something unto the Lord. Sometimes we pray that, you know, to become rich or to have an easier life. No? That is not bad, you know, to come unto the Lord and ask something. We want God on our, but sometimes we want God in our terms. And when this happens, when this kind of prayer and motive in our hearts, when we come to God, we miss God. This is why God feels distance. We are not looking for God, but we are looking for a version of God we've created. We are not looking for God, but we are looking for God or the version of God we've created. In this, are you listening to God? Are we listening to God or just talking to God? Too often our prayer's life is one way. We're just telling God what we want, what we need, and what He can do. Very often, you know, when we go into prayer, just go and then keep on talking, keep all what you need, ask all what I need. We are not asking Him questions. and we are not listening to Him. It becomes one-way conversation. After you talk and then you leave. And sometimes even me is, I am guilty of that. And for that, I am also repenting on that kind of action and motive when coming to prayer. Another one I have people say is, ask God about the will of God. Which is, we know that sometimes keep on praying, but we haven't received the answer of our prayers. Of course, God, it seems that God are not listening to our prayers. But we know that God is already answering to your prayers. The answer is already written in the Bible. But all you need to do is go and seek and read, and you will find the answer of the question or the prayer that you are asking. And sometimes you are looking, why is God not answering? Because the answer is already been given unto us. It's already there in the scriptures. All we need to do is keep time, open the Bible and read, and you will find the answer that you are asking for. Amen. Third is, when you come in prayer, are we looking for answers of prayers? Or rather than intimacy with God? Now, the writer of scripture spent little time answering why suffering happens, and more time on that, what suffering, pain, and silence produce in us. It produces perseverance, character, patience, hope, joy, and so many more. When we are in a sufferings, we are in testings and trials, and it seems God are not answering our prayer. Sometimes we look on why is it this happening to us, and rather think of what this suffering can give us to us, and what this pains, and why the silence of God can produce in us. Sometimes our perspective is focused on what is happening in front of us. But are we ever ask God, that God, what can I learn, and what is your purpose? Why am I having this kind of circumstances and situation? In James 1, chapter 2, verse 4, said, consider it all joy. Said, all joy. My brethren, when you encounter various trials, now sometimes, you know, this distress and persecution in us, God has a purpose why He give us this situation and these testings and trials. Said, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. You know, in other versions said, many trials. Knowing that the testings of your faith produces endurance. We need, you know, sometimes God keep us on this path in order for us to be more, you know, to produce endurance, to continue standing, keep us strengthened, you know, when we are being tested in our faith. And let endurance have its perfect result so that you may perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Church, when you feel that way, that you are, you know, experiencing prayers that is unanswered, that seems God is not listening, and your situation is so unpleasant, ask God, what can you learn about this? Are you looking for answered prayer, or are you looking for more intimacy with God? That in this situation and circumstances you are doing, God are with you. You know, just like the very famous illustration, that footprint in the sand, that I may wanted to remind us again, that this one person, that when he, you know, when life is going along good and all smooth, can see two footprints on the sand. But when the time that thinks life is being difficult, testing comes, and then when he look on the sand, there's only one pair of footprints that he can see. And he questioned God, Father God, God, when things is looking good, I can see two pairs of footprints on the sand, that I do believe that you are with me. But when things getting difficult and hard, why I can only see one pair of footprints that you left me? During those times when God answers, no, I did not left you. During the time of your, of difficulties and rough times, is when I am lifting you up. Amen. What a wonderful illustration that when we are in the difficult times and rough times, testing comes left and right, we remind ourselves that even his God is silent, seems he's not listening, that he is lifting us up. He is carrying us through in our difficulties. When we go to prayer, not just look for an answers, but look being intimate with God. For is God making me ready? Sometimes God is making us ready in his quietness. That seems that God is hiding his face on us. God is only making us ready, preparing us for something. Often God is using our spiritual dryness that caused by testings and trials and sufferings in our life for something in the future. I remember once during our house church in Mawan sharing that it was during dryness that the root will force to go deeper in order to reach water, going deeper in the soil to reach water for nourishment. And at the same time, when the root is going deeper, the root of the tree is going deeper, when the storm comes, it remains stable because it is its root is deep down the soil. Vine as well, dryness brings stress to the vines caused by occasional drought that produces the best and most tasty grapes. Seasons of dryness makes the roots run deep, strengthening the vine for whatever the future holds. In this time of God's silence, he is at work still. Amen. He is preparing you. He is preparing us for something for the future. You know, I read this one quote that said that the harder the battle is, the sweeter is the victory. Amen. This sometimes God uses this dryness that causes of testings and trials because God are preparing us for the future. That whatever this result of this this testing and trials that seems God is allowing us to go through, God are doing something. God are inviting us. God are preparing us for the future, to be strengthened, or anything that God are using this purpose in us for his glory and honor. Fifth is, it's also good to pray with others when we feel that, seems that God is not hearing our prayers. This is the power of community, praying together and sharing, testifying the evidence of the grace of God. Sometimes when you sit in a house church and other people are sharing the goodness of work in their life, then then when you think, and then when they are sharing, you can think seems any, because seems that your prayer is unanswered, and seems God is silent. And so, and now you become sometimes you become envious at first. No, you are asking the question, you're like, why isn't God is not moving in my life? Like, you know, like your sisters or brothers, God answering is like, why isn't God is answering your prayer or my prayer? And you will start also to see that even when you can see God at work in your life, He is at work. When you allow God, when you pray God, Lord, to open your eyes in and put the lens of God in your eyes, you will remember and you will see that in His silence, God is still working. God is still at work. So I'm praying together with the community is also a good, you know, reminder for us. God is not abandoning us. That His silence is not means that God is abandoning us. God is still doing something. You know, as this pandemic continues to wage war over the globe, there are also other people who are asking question, where is God in this situation? The answer is that God is just where He was when His only Son died on the cross. In Matthew 27, verse 46 says, when the Lord Jesus Christ said, my God, why thou hast forsaken me? This question, where is God? God is in the same place, even when the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is asking this question, is telling this statement, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God knew that the world needed Savior. Consequently, He sacrificed Jesus, His only Son, to save mankind, although it was difficult, dark day. Therefore, when the question about where is God is asked, He is in the same place that He was yesterday, today, and forever. He is in the same place that He can hear our prayers. He is in the same place that He can reach us. He is in the same place that He can answer our prayer when we come to Him. And He is the one sitting on the throne. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He is a living God. However, it is not uncommon for that question to be asked, especially when serious situation arises. That is the flesh in us wondering if God is to come, is going to come and deliver us right away. He will come, but in His own time. Not in our own time, but in His perfect time. Just know that when God is quiet, He is up to something. Amen. When God is quiet, He is up to something. It is for us to pray, trust God, and wait on the answer. It is for us to pray, continue to trust God, and wait on the answer. Further, the answer is not always going to be as you may think. No, don't just put, you know, that God will answer our prayer like that. No. God will answer prayer. And His prayer is not all, the answer is not always going to be as we are thinking. Henry Blackaby said, you can respond to the silence of God in two ways. One response is for you to go in depression, a sense of guilt, and self-condemnation. The other response is for you to have an expectation that God is about to bring you to a deeper knowledge of Himself. These responses are as different as night and they need to speak to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit unto you, speak unto your heart. What is your response when it seems that your prayer is unanswered? What is your response when it seems that God is not hearing your prayer? Are you going into a depression? Are you going to the sense of guilt that you've done this, you've done that, that's why God are not answering your prayer? Are you going into a self-condemnation? Or are you going to have an expectation that God is bringing you to a deeper knowledge and revelation of Himself on these circumstances and situation that you are in right now? James, the brother of Jesus, says in James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. This is a promise that not pertaining to when, time. It is a promise that that every time you draw near to God, God will draw near to us. There is no timeline. This is a promise. And just like a promise, it is a promise that when we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Whatever, when we come into a humbleness and obedience and repentant heart unto God, drawing near to Him, and He will draw near to us. But too often the reason we miss God is our rush for something to happen and something to change. That's why sometimes we miss God. We put timeline to God that the promise of God should come and the answer should come. That's not the way God answers our prayer. He knows better. He knows our heart better. He knows us better. He knows us when He answered our prayer in His perfect timing. Frequently, God's silence is an invitation for us to stop, to slow down, to meet God, and to do some hard, hard work. This can be painful, and it's often we try to skip out of it. Yet, just like we will miss out on God's best if we don't follow His leadings, we will miss out in His best for us if we don't follow His silence. As I quote again, verse 5 and 6 of Psalm chapter 13, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation, and I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully. Amen. As I invite my co-host to lead us in worship this time, let's search our heart. Let's let the Holy Spirit speak to us. You may have on the difficult times right now. Your question is left and right. It seems that you can find answer of your prayer. And it seems that God is hiding His face. Come to Jesus. He's not abandoning us. Silence is not abandoning us. God is doing something for your life.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Long just to bring something that's a worth that will bless your heart. love song, it's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things are. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I have made. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I have made. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus.
Yes, it's all about Jesus. Remember that when God is quiet, when God is silent, He is to send. So let's come now to our community prayer. Let's pray for people that is cancer and having chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's come to God and let His compassion to pray and answering our prayers. Let's pray. To lift up those who are illness and also need the word of salvation. Let's pray for the change of heart when they hear the truth of God. Let's pray for miracles that takes place when they hear the word of God in their life. Let's pray. Also, let's also lift up those who are suffering infirmities. Word of God and promises said that by His stripes we were healed. So let's lift them up in prayer. Also lift up those who are having COVID and those who are in frontline medical workers. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for a covering and protection, and that love continue to pour out in their heart when they are serving those who are sickness. Let's pray. So also continue to pray for those who are looking for jobs. And lift them up. Pray for provision, peace in their heart, you know, faith continue to arise, and God's opening the favor unto them. Let's also continue to pray for our mission focus for today. Pray for Cambodia, Oasis House, Virginia, or North Korea for opening doors for ministry, missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, and pray for the persecuted churches in the Middle East. Let's lift them up. Also lift up our SP online weekend gathering. Praise God that we are now having a face-to-face worship. Some also still have some online gathering, but we pray for the gathering, weekend gatherings, the SP well, the SP kids worship, hospitality, SP youth spin and spill services, activities, classes, and all meetings. Let's pray for God's wonderful working and mightily in his hands into those meetings. Let us pray. Let's also lift up Alpha, the logistics, the volunteers, and the guest protection, and great harvest and salvation. Let's lift them up in prayer. Let's also lift off all those who are pregnant, a mom in our community, John, Carmen, Fiona, Leslie, Dayan, Winnie, and others, praying for the covering and protection, praying for the good health for the mom and baby, praying for the joy of the parents, and praying for the provisions, okay? And let's continue to lift them up. And also, let's continue to lift up those house church that are going to meeting today. Bowen, Hollywood, Kings Court, Mauan, and Southside. Pray for God-centered, Christ-centered fellowship. Pray for joy, for the peace, and pray for all the blessings that God installed in this house church that we gather today. Let's pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. Oh, Lord God, thank you for reaching out, Lord God, and receiving and answering our prayers, Lord God, in your perfect timing. Thank you, Lord God, for your reminding us today, Lord God, in your word, that your silence doesn't mean that you are absent. Your silence, oh God, that you are, you know, doing something, Lord God, that you are preparing us, that you are making us more intimate as we dependent on you, Lord God, that you are, oh Lord God, causing us, Lord God, to receive the very purpose that you have prepared for us. Help us, Lord God, to see, oh Lord God, that purpose. Help us, oh Lord God, to be, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to be, Lord God, that continually in that faith, God, knowing that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you and we bless you, God. You are a faithful and loving Father, that in Christ, O Lord God, we are an heir through him and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God, you are strengthening us day by day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, and we bless you. We honor you. All glory, thanksgiving, and power to you alone, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless church and enjoy your prayer. And let's see you again on Tuesday next week. Have a good and wonderful weekend.